From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm David Castleman, and I'm joined by IPR arts reporter Dan Wanchura. Hi, Dan.
Hello, David.
Dan, we opened the show this morning with the song Sharp Dress Man by the band ZZ Top. It's not quite the usual fare to start the show off with. Fill us in.
So it's that time of year where a lot of the summer concert series are being announced, their lineups, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of give a rundown of some of those lineups and those festivals and concert series going on in Northern Michigan, and I thought I'd start with Interlochen appropriately since they did just release the schedule for their summer concert lineup, and actually ZZ Top will kick open that concert series this year with a show on June 1st, and these guys have been together a really long time, kind of your classic 60s rock group.
Who else is coming this year?
It's pretty diverse in terms of acts and genres. There's Michael McDonald will be here. The country singer Trace Adkins is here in July. He's kind of a big name in country circles. I was surprised Detroit native Diana Ross has a show. She's still touring, apparently, at 73. Gavin DeGraw, Jethro Tull will also be making separate appearances in August. And, of course, we'll have the World Youth Symphony back throughout the summer as well. I want to focus on the concert on June 30th. So the band OK Go is going to be performing for the first time at Interlochen, but it's kind of a homecoming of sorts. They've been at Interlochen as students, actually. The band's frontman, Damian Kulash, met bassist Tim Nordwind at Interlochen. I chatted with Rory Baker, who's the executive director of Interlochen Presents, and he told me a cool story of how the band's name actually reflects on their time here at Interlochen.
They did meet at Interlochen. They were both visual arts majors. And the name of the band comes from one of their instructors. He would assign a project, and then to begin, he would say, okay, go. And so they use that as their name.
So what else is going on in Northern Michigan this summer?
Have you heard of the Fountain Point Resort? It's in Lake Leelanau.
No.
So I hadn't heard of it either, but I was contacted by the woman who is kind of putting on the festival this year, and they've got a really cool mix of local and non-local talent coming through. The Go-Rounds will be there in late June. The Appleseed Collective is a group many listeners will know and recognize. Oh Brother Big Sister will also be there. And you can see the Accidentals. They open up the series with a performance on June 18th. And the woman who is in charge of organizing the festival has a unique connection with the Accidentals. Her name is Maria Ulrich, and she toured with the Accidentals for a year as the band's front-of-house sound engineer. So when she was organizing the concerts this year, she wanted to give a few younger singer-songwriters like Haley Reardon, Olivia Millersheen, and Abigail Stauffer kind of a chance.
I felt that it was really necessary to give some younger singer-songwriters a chance to showcase their work because I saw people give that opportunity to the Accidentals, and they were great opportunities for them to grow and play a little bit different venues and just get out there even more.
Dan, I've also heard a little bit about the Manitou Music Festival. What are they offering this year?
Okay, so they have a cool concert series in Glen Arbor. It's located on an outdoor stage right in between Cherry Republic and Arts Tavern, if you know where.
So right in the
right
main downtown.
Stretch of town. Yeah. It's a smaller venue, seats about 150 people, I'm told. You can see acts like the Moxie Strings, the Crane Wives have a show there this summer, as does Jetty Ray. It's really a great outdoor setting to listen to some music. So all that's cool, but I wanted to focus on kind of their main event, and that's a concert called the Dune Climb Concert. It's a concert that takes place at the Dune Climb in Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore. And you can actually climb the dunes. Like you go up and grab a seat in somewhere in the sand and watch a band perform as the sun sets behind you. It's pretty idyllic.
So, Dan, this sounds kind of like it's Northern Michigan's version of Red Rocks, almost, that venue out in Colorado with it's kind of a natural amphitheater.
Yeah, that's a good parallel. Kim Volk actually heads up the Manitou Music Festival. She says this year they're bringing in a band from Madison, Wisconsin for that concert called The Jimmies.
You know, the sand dunes are a pretty special place to begin with. And then you've got 2,000 or 3,000 people and a great band. And it's, you know, when there's just a lot of energy when there's that much going on.
Dan, Blissfest is also going on. They're celebrating 37 years.
Yeah, man. People just keep coming back to that one.
Blissfest, of course, is focused kind of on roots music.
Yeah, they do. They'll have over 50 bands from really all around the country, even world, but they're all kind of in that genre. Headlining their Friday night show will be Los Lobos. It's a multi-Grammy band from Los Angeles area. I'm sure you probably heard of those guys. But some of the other groups you probably haven't. And when I was talking with Jim Gillespie, who's the founder and organizer of Blissfest, he says it's a festival where you can broaden your music taste.
I think that's one of the reasons people come back every year. It's like they may not know the name of the group, but they're going to be really impressed with the quality of the music. So a lot of people like the fact that they can come to Blissfest and discover a lot of new music that they had not heard.
And I understand that there's some music you can see out on Beaver Island as well, if you live out there or if you're excited to take a trip out there.
Yeah, that's been really fun to kind of dive into the different festivals out there, because I'm pretty unfamiliar with Beaver Island myself. But they've got a couple of different music festivals. They've got Beaver Island Music Festival and Baroque on Beaver, which is a festival that features chamber and orchestral and choral music. And you know, Beaver Island isn't really that big, so I was wondering what it's like to have a festival on the island. And I spoke with Carol Burton. She runs the Beaver Island Music Festival. And she says because you are on an island, it gives you a chance to hang out and talk with the performers more than the other festivals would allow for.
We've been kind of dubbed a VIP festival because the musicians are also the festival goers. So at our festival, you can meet anyone, you can talk to anyone, you can hang out with the artists.
Carol says they get about 600 applications a year from bands all over the place. And what they go for is diversity in genre. She says you won't find two bands with the same style there. Another unique thing about it is all the bands play at least two sets.
And then some classical music as well?
Yeah, Baroque on Beaver runs for 10 days, July 28th through August 6th. And most of the performances are free and unticketed. Matthew Thomas is the festival manager, and he says this is a festival that, you know, a lot of people don't really expect in terms of quality of performance and, you know, location out on an island somewhere.
But I think what people who decide to come will be surprised by is that there can be music of this quality and musicians of this caliber playing the type of repertoire that we play in a very, very beautiful and remote location.
Great. Dan Wanchura, thanks for giving us the rundown.
Thank you, David.
You can find all the festival and concert series information on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm David Castleman, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.